This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 7 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who's the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine, responsible for the research that we cite here on our overview, the charts for the week of January 29th through the 2nd of February, and the stories, some different, some not, some hot, some, well, it depends. I guess it is all up to you to listen to us and decide on your own whether you agree or disagree with the reasons, but the idea of coming up with this list, something that's been going on for decades, the idea of Michael and his staff, it comes from them paying close attention to what's going on. So you may not think that it is wherever it is, but this is what the general research shows. I think it's very interesting. There's not any argument about Trump being on the top of the list all the time, and I just think it's fascinating and very rewarding, actually, to get this, all of these things sort of thrown into a pot. It's a stew that we cook here every week. And Michael has the honor of going through the stories and the people. And then we'll talk about some of the ancillary things that may come out of some of these. And sometimes we go down different streets. But there's no question, if I do say so myself, this is more stimulating talk radio. So, Michael, without further ado, what do we have?
That was an amazing introduction. I don't know if I can go forward with this at this point. Nobody pays more attention to what's being talked about on talk radio than the listeners. The only thing I disagree with you is I don't think there's any controversy about this list. It's a snapshot, and I think
I didn't mean it to reflect on the list. I just think sometimes there are people who have controversial points of view on the issues, one side or the other. Like, did Trump do a good job of the State of the Union? Yes or no?
Good. Because it sounded like there was suddenly a referendum on.
No. The referendum is whether the good guys are the Republicans or the Democrats, and it depends on with whom you are speaking. To whom?
And the answer is, here's the list. At number 10, Super Bowl LLI. LLI 2, actually.
They
had said when it got to 50, they were going to go back to regular numbers. What happened?
Why do they not use regular numbers anyway? What's the background to that? I've asked that question.
It sounded back in the old days, like 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, there was something official about Roman numerals. Do you remember when you were a kid in grade school,
learning
the clock
Roman
said
numerals.
Roman numerals on
right.
a clock? Think about how stupid
Why?
That is.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane.
Yes.
But Roman numerals. What the hell is that about? But be that as it may, it's like, why is the New York Times and major newspapers' headlines in old English type? We use it in Talkers. We have a thing called the Talkers headline story. We put it in old English type. It sort of indicates some type of officialness, some type of seriousness. But all right, whatever. I think we have a typo here on this Super Bowl number. I'm not quite sure what it is, but it is.
It's LII.
Yeah, it says here LLI. I'm going, wait a second. That would. Okay, number nine. We have Kabul. On top of everything, we have to have a typo on the Roman numeral. Do you think anybody would have noticed it if I hadn't brought it up?
I noticed it, but I wasn't going to say anything because I figured out.
That's my trigger as I'm reading
we
this.
We all make mistakes. We make mistakes.
Plan ahead. Yep. We all make mistakes. STEAKS. number nine,
the Kabul terror attack and the Afghanistan policy. At number 8, the flu epidemic. That's a serious thing going around. At number 7, U.S.-Turkey-Russia relations. At number 6, the Grammy Award speeches. At number 5, Andrew McCabe's resignation. At number 4, the status of DACA and immigration policy. At number 3, the FBI memo controversy. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 1, of course, although already people are forgetting about it, the State of the Union address. Yeah. We have at our on our people survey, Stormy Daniels at number 10, Vladimir Putin and Alexei Navalny at number 9, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page at 8, Hillary at 7, Rod Rosenstein at 6, at number 5, Mark Carallo and Hope Hicks, at number 4, Christopher Wray and Andrew McCabe, at number 3, Devin Nunes and Adam Schiff. I can't keep up with who these people are, so don't
it's
ask
amazing.
Me.
It's amazing. Yeah, right.
Okay. At number 2, Robert Mueller, and at number 1, Donald Trump. And it's been a lot of people's names coming in and coming out of the list in the middle of the list.
Yes.
So it's been nuts.
Just Adam nuts. Schiff is a congressman from Los Angeles who grew up in Framingham, Massachusetts, went to school on the East Coast, and ended up on the West Coast. And he has been at the center of the Mueller controversy, amongst other things, and that's why he is there. But he is an opportunist, as many people are who become politicians. Isn't that the definition of politics and politicians? They are opportunists, are they not?
In some ways, I guess they are, yes, they are. Many of them are more opportunistic than others, but you can say that also about people in business. You can say that about entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list here. All these names that you said have changed through the course of the week, and I know they do because every day there's something different. Is Mueller an opportunist? Was he waiting around for somebody to come to him from government? He's a lawyer practicing in his own private firm, was in government, out of government, now he's back in again. And after this is all over, he'll be paid fabulous fees in his own legal firm just because of his name value. Is he a better lawyer than my lawyer who's practicing here in Framingham, Massachusetts? Probably not. But he was in the right place at the right time, knows how to politically play all of this stuff, and so on it goes.
You just said something very interesting and very true. Just because somebody has a high profile in the media as a practitioner of their profession does not mean that they are good at it.
Right.
It does. If if somebody's a famous radio doctor or a famous lawyer or a famous accountant or a famous whatever, it doesn't necessarily mean that they do a good job in their profession. Sometimes they do the worst job because they spend all this time worrying about publicity and PR and media than actually practicing their craft or their profession.
Yep. Good, very. I think that's an astute observation. Thank you for making it. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 14 past the hour on the countdown. Could your company use a bit of marketing help? Is it a challenge to keep your social media up to date? Or is it time for you to launch a new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional materials need a facelift. If that's the case, go to promarketingsupport.com. That's promarketingsupport.com. If you're like me and you have trouble keeping up with social media and all of the things on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and it goes on and on and on, and because it's become so important, a lot of people are not paying attention to what the needs are to reach out to your marketplace. So this is an American company. The experts come from radio, television, all sorts of PR firms, ready to serve as an extension of your own team, whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, the latest digital marketing strategies. The pros at promarketingsupport.com have done it all. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, go to promarketingsupport.com and see what you can get to help yourself get to the top of your business equation. Check it out. promarketingsupport.com. Get a no-obligation quote for whatever your project needs are. See how the pros can help your business. Go to promarketingsupport.com. That's promarketingsupport.com. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, it's 18 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com. You'll find Talkers Radio there, Talkers Television, and the things that are important, all important discussions of what's going on in the world through the ears and the minds of listeners and hosts who are presenters. And because this week we saw a lot of focus on the State of the Union, and the prompting that some in the media have given to Trump, because he seems to be acting a little more presidential, are they giving him a pass because he hasn't seemed presidential? Or some people think he hasn't seemed very presidential in his first year in office, Michael?
I don't know. Some people like a person who reforms, somebody who goes from the dark side to the bright side, you know, to the light side. I guess that's the case with Trump. You know,
were you watching? Did you watch the State of the Union?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
I did.
And you were watching it. What were you?
I thought that he was reading on a teleprompter a speech that was carefully crafted and written for the purpose of having him seem more presidential, and for focusing on the positives and not looking at the negatives that are hanging over the country and hanging over his administration. Mm-hmm. And that's the way all State of the Union speeches are. They are they're campaign speeches. They're made to show all of the positive things that are happening under the administration that is currently in power. And that's what it was. It was nothing more, nothing less. I don't expect more. But I think he carried it off presidentially. I think that from a standpoint of the technical aspects of controversy over his ability to read and to think on his feet, he clearly was reading it. And he read it very well. Another State of the Union speech. Nothing more, nothing
less. Do you think the theater that was presented with the examples of various people that had been through hardships, the way it was presented, do you think that helped give him and the speech credibility?
No, I don't think people buy into this anymore. I think that the State of the Union speech, whether it's given by a Democrat, a Republican, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, or Donald Trump, the last four leading men, I think people see it for what it is. It's the Hollywoodization of politics and Washington. It's not that much different than something you'd see on the red carpet, a television network production of one of the awards shows. It's a lot of BS, and I think people know it. I don't think people buy into it at all anymore.
That's a very interesting point of view. The theater though, does sort of, it got me a little bit. Maybe I got, maybe my mind needs to get strengthened a bit. 21 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, 23 at the hour now. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We are reviewing some of the stories that are on the list. The charts are published every week at Talkers.com. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry, and as such, Michael has the insight from many of these shows, many of the hosts, the stations that are important to what it is that we listen to. The number one radio format in the country is News Talk Radio. So we were involved in a discussion of the State of the Union address, as it perhaps might be considered somewhat of a reality because of Trump having a reality show background. Did he use those skills to prepare and present what we saw last Tuesday night?
And he certainly did. Yeah, he certainly did use those skills. And I don't want to make it sound like I don't have feelings. You know, you revealed that you were emotional when you saw the...
I was,
the,
yeah.
Those things are emotional.
Did I say that on the air or off the air? I don't remember what I said.
I believe you said it on the air as we were going to the break, and then you said you have to rethink how strong you are. And I would say, no, don't rethink how strong you are. I was emotional about it, too. These are very real people, and these are very real situations. What I was commenting on was the application of that aspect of humanity for a State of the Union address. There used to be a show called Queen for a Day.
For a Day.
And they would bring some poor beleaguered woman out whose life was a mess, and they'd make her queen for a day, and they'd give her a free washing machine.
Or for a
machine. You know, and a mop. Here's a new vacuum.
She had no home, but she's got to have a washing machine.
Right. And as entertainment on this stupid game show, we would see the misery this woman went through, and it was very touching. But it was a show. And all I'm saying is that the State of the Union, with the whole way, Mr. Speaker, the President, and walks in the door, and he's shaking hands, and the cameras, and You got the Republicans on the right side of the stage left. You got the Democrats on stage right. They get up. Yay. They sit. The other way was the other way around. Some of them don't know what to do because sometimes he says something that maybe, God forbid, they should agree with, and they don't want to look like they're supporting him. So they sit there or they clap a little bit meekly, and you got Pelosi there looking like she sucked a lemon, and you got all this.
In her black dress.
It's insane. It has nothing to do. Would you stop and think about the if you were from Mars or from some other country or whatever, and you're looking at this is the government. This, you know, these are the people. This is the inner workings of a complex enterprise called the United States. It was one click away from being the Grammys or the Oscars.
Award show, yeah.
It's an interesting one.
One of the things that bugs the hell out of me, frankly, and for someone who has been ambivalent about this administration, I did get sucked in. Maybe I need to check my brainiac quotient here or my emotional quotient. I actually thought that it was quite an interesting review of what's going on, but he really steamed me when he started talking about the military and we have to make it. I have no problem with us being, as a matter of fact, I think it's important for us to be the strongest military component or have the strongest military components in the world. But to have these people cheer for spending more money when the waste and the fraud, the corruption of the military at the behest of the Department of Defense is so outrageous is offensive. And
you're bringing up a major question that I haven't been able to deal with, and after the break we should talk about that.
Right.
Are we really underspending or overspending on military? Because you hear everything.
Yep. All right. Over, under, sideways, down. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 28 minutes after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It is 34 after the hour, talking about the events, the people, the stories from the world of News Talk Radio on our weekly Talk Radio Countdown show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, also the host of a podcast that you can find each week at upcloseandfarout.com, plus it's at talkers.com. This week, Michael speaks with one of the most important New York radio personalities of the past 20 or 25 years. That's my read on it. I wonder what you thought. You've known Curtis Sliwa for quite a long time. He's been very visible on several New York radio stations, actually all three of the talk stations, I think, over his career. When he first started, I thought, my God, you're going to make a talk show host out of this guy? And he's actually turned out to be
top-notch talk show host, actually. Yeah. That's what he's best at. It's funny, he's one of those guys who came from being a newsmaker to being a talk show host and defied the odds.
That
usually
was my
they
point.
Failed
I didn't
newsmakers.
Make that clear. He was the Guardians used to go around they used to go on the trolley the subways and protect people from the baddies.
They still exist. They still exist in a whole bunch of countries around the world. He's still the chairman of it. It's a grassroots vigilante. They're somewhere between vigilanteism and neighborhood
watch. Would you
really
call them vigilante? That's interesting. Yeah, I suppose they are.
Oh, yeah. If you're out on patrol and you're going to use force to intervene in a crime, that's a form of vigilanteism. It's not revenge vigilanteism like, you know, Death Wish, where the guy goes out looking for trouble.
Right. Yeah.
But this has always been Curtis Sliwa has always dealt with controversy in terms of his role within that concept of vigilanteism. There have been cases where vigilantes who took the law in their own hands and broke the law have been incredibly popular. Mm-hmm. Hey, Zorro was a vigilante.
out of the night, when the full moon is bright, comes a horseman.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I compared Curtis Sliwa to Spider-Man.
Did you?
I once had lunch with him in New York, and he shows up at the restaurant, his red beret and his red satin jacket.
He always wears that.
And people are going, hey, Curtis, hey, Spider-Man. It was like I was with a costumed crusader, and everybody knows him in New York. Yeah. That's kind of fun. He's also a guy that has no shame, meaning... And he admits it. He calls himself lens lice, like Donald Trump. Give me a camera, give me a microphone, and I'll make love to it.
Never saw a camera he didn't like, yeah.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if he's in the tabloids. It doesn't matter if it's about his child support law breaking, court cases, his divorces, his ex-wife's claiming he's a horrible guy, all kinds of stuff. He doesn't care. He just loves the attention.
He was married to a woman named Lisa Evers. When I first met him and her, she was one of the guardian angels with him. And what a tough...
She was the second in command. She was Lisa Sliwa. She went back to her maiden name, I think. Lisa Evers. She still works at a New York radio station as a field reporter.
Yeah.
She was one of the pioneers in news talk television.
Yeah.
There was once a TV outlet called.
Yeah.
Before Fox, before CNN did all this kind of stuff, there was a thing called News Talk TV, and she was the main anchor.
Yeah.
It was very early on. She was very nice-looking.
You and I
was a very nice-looking woman.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, I was Sean Hannity's first guest.
Were you?
His first national TV tryout.
I didn't know that. Speaking of that, as an aside,
MSNBC. Yeah.
By the way, don't forget upclosefarout.com. Check out the interview with Curtis Sliwa this week. Sean Hannity became part of our conversation last week. I got a couple of comments from people that were saying things like we were just sticking up for him because he was our friend. Well, he is our friend.
Well, yeah.
And I don't think he needs anybody to stick up for him because he's...
No, but I do stick up for him.
Go ahead.
I like him. So I do stick up for him because he's my friend.
Right.
I often say I don't agree with some of his politics, but I think he's... I know him personally. He's a good guy.
He's a very good guy.
And how do I know him? Because he's my friend.
Right. Yeah. And I feel the same way about him. And so anyway... But to get back to the State of the Union, I would have been interested to... I didn't see or hear Sean on the air after the State of the Union, but he's become pretty much all Trump all the time, and so you can count on that. And so, but he would have handled this differently than you and I are handling it when it comes to military spending. I just want to spend a few more minutes on that because I think that's an important part of the overall conversation about the State of the Union, and that is the military... hardware spending on personnel, the VA, all of these things come up under this umbrella. So what do you think, Michael, about that?
I don't know what to think. I don't know whether or not it's true that our military is in terrible shape and that we don't spend enough on it and we don't support the soldiers and that we are letting our military become weak, or whether we are over-militarized and are spending too much money on it and have way more of the most powerful military in the world than we need. It depends on who you talk to. The same people talk out of both sides of their mouth. When people are running for office, they say, I'm going to support the military again. Our military is in terrible shape. And then 3 days later, our military is the greatest in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know what the truth is, because if you study the news and you study the views, it's a constant contradiction. What do you think? I mean, do you think that our military needs to be built up more than it is? Or do you think that it's big enough?
I think it's big enough. What goes on, the waste of resources, mostly human resources, and I go back to my reference that I had earlier being in Iraq and talking to people. When I went over there, I was left, nobody knew quite what to make of me, and I was kind of left to my own, so I wandered around Baghdad for 3 or 4 days before they caught me. And I talked to people that they didn't want me to talk to, but I did anyway, because it was important for me to, in my sense of, I have a, I don't know, maybe some people have a strange sense of what's fair, but I talk to men
who were over there that had no business being there, and they didn't want to be there, and they were assigned duties that could be done by non-military personnel, and they're exposed to the ravages because they got a uniform on, so they become a target. Why do we need men in uniform, a sergeant, to be washing cars for the general? We don't need, and he's got a, anybody's got a uniform on as a target. So why do we need somebody like that to be called up? He'd been over there twice, had post-traumatic stress disorder, and they brought him back a third time to wash the general's cars. You know, that kind of stuff, and the amount of money that they were paying him versus what they could have paid a local to wash the cars, you know, that is the sort of thing, and there's so much of that that is unnecessary. Do we need the military? Yes. Do we need them to be the strongest in the world? Absolutely. Do we need to be wasting the kind of money that we are? And then the shot up the butt is how horribly, and Trump made mention of this also in the State of the Union, whether it goes any further than just talk, the VA is a damn mess. It's beyond shameful how these people in the military are just left. And more of it is mental than physical. You know that on average, 21 soldiers commit suicide every month? Every month! Yeah, how is that acceptable?
We grew up in a culture that made the military look like something out of Hollywood. Glorified it, glamorized it. Battles weren't as bloody and gory. Later, the movies in Hollywood started showing it. But
the
when you think
stuff.
About sending young kids into that type of a situation is very, very, very serious.
I remember here, Michael. Let me tell you a quick story about a. My former wife's father was one of the most decorated bombardiers in World War II. You would never have, on his deathbed, he told my son the story that nobody knew before. He did 53 missions from England over into Germany and wherever the Nazis were, and he was the bombardier on the plane. In at least three, if not four, of those missions, the plane was shot at, shot down. He was the only one who survived one of the crossings back to England. He was wounded. Everybody else in the plane was dead. He landed the plane in the field without any running gear and just barely got out of it before it blew up. And he said upon seeing, he told Brendan, the only movie he ever saw that actually represented what the war was really like for him and his colleagues was Saving Private Ryan. He said that was closer to what the reality was than anything else that ever had been put forth. And it was the bloodiest, most horrible thing. I saw the previews and I don't want to watch it. He said that came closer to what he felt was the reality of World War II than anything else.
When I said that in recent years the movies began to be more realistic, that was the movie I had in mind.
Yeah.
It was Saving Private Ryan. Before that, the John Wayne era, it was absurd.
Yeah. Those were sales jobs for the military. That was John Wayne, you know, and all the other ones, Audie Murphy. So, anyway, that's a way of us bringing around a focus to military spending. Is it important to spend that money? It's important to spend money. How do we spend it? It's your money. How do you want your money spent? Reasonably?
And it's not even that. Is the military operated efficiently? Are the generals competent? Are the strategies competent? It's not just how much is spent. It's how much hardware you have. It's what's the strategy? How are we using the military? What is the game plan? That is just as important as how much money is spent. What type of intelligence is at play in terms of the use of the American military?
45 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show, a reminder from Purity Products about Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Right now, you can get yourself a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity by dialing 800-355-1493. Fish oil for your heart and your cardiovascular system, and krill oil for your joints to support the comfort, the bursas that keep all the joints lubricated so you can move and feel like your body is all together. That's what krill oil is about. Fish oil and krill oil together in this brilliant presentation. Krill Omega 50 Plus. Purity is so sure you will love the effects of it. They want you to have a free bottle. So call now and claim yours. 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493. You pay a couple of bucks in shipping, and you have your free bottle to try it. See how it works for you, and then they know you'll become a lifetime customer. 800-355-1493.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
No lineups, no checkouts, no cash registers. Is this the future of shopping? Amazon thinks so, and they've just opened their new Amazon Go store in Seattle. Just download the Amazon app, enter the store, and cameras and sensors detect what you put in your cart. And then it'll send you a receipt to your app when you leave the store. There's no checkout. Here's a soundbite from Amazon's promo video on what's behind this new consumer technology.
We use computer vision, deep learning algorithms, and sensor fusion. We call it Just Walk Out technology. Once you've got everything you want, you can just go. When you leave, our Just Walk Out technology adds up your virtual cart and charges your Amazon account.
For more on Amazon's Just Walk Out shopping experience, go to Amazon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
At talkers.com, the people list this week. Let's go through it. We have about a minute to talk a little about the people on the list, starting with Stormy Daniels, number 10, who's the porn movie star that some say had some sort of connection to our president. Hasn't been proven yet, but it's an interesting story. Number 9, Pukin Putin is right there. Lisa Page is at 8, Hillary Clinton at 7. Rod Rosenstein, number 6. Hope Hicks and Mark Corallo are the people tied at number 5. Andrew McCabe at 4. Adam Schiff at 3, the congressman from Los Angeles. Robert Mueller, number 2, and the president of the United States, number 1, is Donald Trump. The focus, obviously, on all the things that this guy's got a whirlwind. Can you imagine being him? Can you imagine being in his life? Wow. That's the people list here on the Talk Radio Review. All right. So, Michael, did you know that Stormy Daniels had dimples?
I assume everybody does.
I have
dimples.
Okay, all right. They ain't like Stormy Daniels' dimples, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, she's made a career out of it.
Tell us what happened. We got a couple of minutes here. Sports talk radio station from Houston. There was an event. The Super Bowl Radio Row this week, getting ready. All the sports stations in the country are there. There's a fight that breaks out. I didn't really quite understand these guys on the station got booted from the Radio Row, but they're two different stations. Guys were fighting with each other.
I don't have all the details, but I will tell you this, that in all of my working in the media business with talk show hosts, there is a general difference in the nature of the beast between sports talk show hosts and news talk show hosts. Mm-hmm. News talk show hosts understand there's a brotherhood and a sisterhood between people in the broadcasting industry.
Yeah.
Sports talk show hosts actually think they're jocks. They think they're MMA artists. I don't know. They're very, very, very serious about it.
And their voices are.
They hate each other. They want to kick each other's you know whats.
Yeah.
It's real. I deal with it. They really are intense.
And then there was the guy that said that Tom Brady Brady's son was a daughter was a little pissant.
That's
and he
a whole
got
other story.
WEEI. Yeah.
Talk about making a mistake, you know, angering Brady on a radio station he's their biggest attraction.
Right.
You know, give me a break.
How stupid is stupid?
That is stupid, you know.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's not take it too seriously. All right, so here we have it. Michael is dismissed. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison. I'm Doug at 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour, Talk Radio Review with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a lawyer, college professor, one of the leading experts in our country on scams and identity theft. And in that role, Steve, Facebook has banned ads that promote cryptocurrency. I'm smelling around this. I think you can get scammed like anything that's new. You got to know where you are. I don't think cryptocurrency is going to go away by any stretch of the imagination. So what do we need to know about this sort of thing? Why does Facebook ban advertising that promotes something that is becoming a legitimate business?
Well, it's a tough call, and here it is, and you hit it on the head. Cryptocurrencies and the blockchain technology they use are definitely legitimate, but it's very, very complicated, and it's something that people rush to invest in when they don't really know anything about it. And you know, as an investment, it may not be a great investment. Warren Buffett feels it's a bubble, even though they are legitimate. Now, I'll give you a good example. There's the SEC just got an injunction this week against a company called Arise Bank. And Arise Bank was falsely saying that they would have FDIC accounts, that they would also tie it in with credit cards, that again it wasn't. But the most interesting thing was the investors weren't notified that the president of this organization had multiple arrests and convictions for fraud, as did everybody else involved in this. And that's the problem, is people don't do their homework. So Facebook, I think, is just afraid of it being too easy to be used for scammers. And so even though there may be legitimate cryptocurrencies, and there are, you know, Bitcoin and Ethereum, but doesn't mean that everything connected with those cryptocurrencies is legit. There's a lot of scammers out there and people too willing to let their greed blind them.
Yeah, it really is something you got to just be smart about.
Yeah.
So then there's this hacking going on at ATMs, and I thought you ought to warn people about that. This scheme is really something fairly clever if you're a crook.
It's amazing. They call it jackpotting, and this has been done throughout the world. It's been hit in Europe and Asia a lot recently, in Mexico, and it just this week came to the United States, and the Secret Service sent out a confidential warning to banks. What it is the hackers go in, they pose as tech workers, and they install malware into these ATMs. You might ask, well, if they can install the malware, why don't they just take the money out because the money's in a special vault? Well, that malware allows them to essentially program it when they want to use it like a slot machine.
Yeah.
And kick out all the money in there. And so they send back people they call mules at some odd hour to get the money. But here's the thing. It's a comedian, Ron White, who says there's no cure for stupid. This particular software uses a vulnerability in an old Microsoft, the Microsoft XP operating system. Now, that operating system hasn't been used by Microsoft for years, the Windows XP operating system, because it was too difficult to patch. But it's still used in ATMs. And so these banks are getting paid, they're paying for it now for their own stupidity.
Yep. All right, you are the author of a new book, Sports Law, The Essentials. It would be something as a college professor that you would use in your classroom, but because there's so much interest in sports talk radio, certainly the Super Bowl this week and the players in that arena, what is there about this? Is this a new subset of the law you're teaching people about sports law?
Oh, it's an incredible area of the law, and the book is one that really everyone, you know, who's a sports fan wants to know about the law. They want to know about labor law and Deflategate. They want to know about Dr. Nasser and sexual harassment in sports. They want to know about endorsement contracts and player contracts. They want to know about sports gambling. So there's all kinds of interesting things. You know, if you're a fan of sports talk radio or sports talk radio host, this is a book you really should have.
All right, so there it is, Sports Law, The Essentials, from Stephen J.J. Wiseman. We look at all these other things, the State of the Union and the legal side of the immigration policy. That story the final chapter has not been written, as they say. Continuing our focus on the law as part of what's going on at the Countdown, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.